We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our Mishnayot, Limud Mishnayot, Masechet Shabbat, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is going to discuss the halachot of Muktzeh that apply to the oil of a lamp and to the lamp itself. Just a few words of introduction regarding Muktzeh. Muktzeh, which literally means set aside, that refers to anything that we cannot move on Shabbat, because of one of the following categories of Muktzeh, basically five categories. There's one category that's called Muktzeh Mechamat Gufo, something that is Muktzeh on account of its own nature, meaning that it's not a kli, it's not a food. For example, like a stick, a branch, or a stone that's on the floor, that's Muktzeh Mechamat Gufo. There's also Muktzeh Mechamat Isur, on account of a prohibition, which means that it cannot be used when Shabbat begins without violating a avera. For example, let's say oil in a lit lamp. If you remove the oil from the lamp, then you are violating the melacha of mechabe, of extinguishing. So therefore, that's why it's muktzeh, muktzeh mechamat isur. There's also muktzeh mechamat mi'us, something that is muktzeh on account of repulsiveness. It's generally not used because it's repulsive. There's muktzeh lemitzvato, something that is set aside for its mitzvah, meaning it's designated to be used in the performance of a mitzvah. For example, the oil in a lamp that's lit for Shabbat, even if it's not lit at the moment, but it's muktzeh for the mitzvah, it was set aside for the mitzvah of lighting the candles, therefore it's muktzeh. And there's also basis ledavar ha'asur, something that is a base to the muktzeh object, which means something that it itself is not muktzeh, but it becomes muktzeh because it's serving as a base for the muktzeh item. So those are more or less the categories of muktzeh. And so our Mishnah will be discussing an oil lamp. Now, in the time of the Mishnah, oil lamps were used to provide light. And they were earthenware cup-like vessels that were filled with oil, and a wick extended from a spout on one side. So with that picture in mind, let's learn the Mishnah. En notnim kli tachat haner lekabel bo et hashemen. We're not allowed to place a keli, a utensil, such as a bowl, under a lamp on Shabbat in order to lekabel bo et hashemen, to catch the dripping oil into it. Because the oil, which is muktzeh, will make the plate muktzeh. Remember, that's basis ledavar asur. The plate is going to become a basis. And you're creating a basis on Shabbat. Therefore, you're not allowed to do that. Ve'im notno mi be'od yom mutar. But if you placed it there while it was still day, meaning before Shabbat began, then you're allowed to leave it there to catch the oil on Shabbat, because you're not doing anything on Shabbat itself. Ve'en ne'otin mimenu lefi she'eno min ha'muchan. Now, even if you place the bowl there under the lamp before Shabbat, but you're not allowed to derive benefit from the oil on Shabbat because the oil is eno min ha'muchan. In other words, it is muktzeh. Sometimes the Mishnah uses the word eno min ha'muchan instead of muktzeh. That means it's not prepared for Shabbat. That's the very definition of the word muktzeh. Metaltelim ner chadash aval lo yashan. We can move a new, never used lamp on Shabbat. You can move it. It's not an issue of muktzeh, but not an old one, one that was already used, because it already became repulsive and grimy. Therefore, it is muktzeh. Rabbi Shimon says, kol anerot metaltelim chutz min haner adolek b'Shabbat. Rabbi Shimon, however, says you can move all types of lamps on Shabbat, even used ones, except for a lamp that is actually burning on Shabbat. Because since the lamp is considered a basis ledavar asur, because it's a base for the flame, therefore it is muktzeh. And that one you're not allowed to move on Shabbat. But all other ones, you are. Notnim kli tachat haner lekabel nitzotzot. We are allowed to place a keli, a utensil, under a lit lamp on Shabbat in order to catch the nitzotzot, the falling sparks, and thereby prevent a fire. One is allowed to do that because the sparks do not make the plate or the bowl into basis, because it's davar she'en bo mamash. It doesn't have any entity to it. It's sparks, and therefore you're not making a basis le davar asur, like we mentioned before regarding the dripping oil. Ve'lo yiten letocho mayim mipene shehu mechabeh. But you cannot place water in that bowl even before Shabbat begins, because then you are thereby extinguishing the sparks. When someone pours water into a keli on Shabbat while the sparks are falling, so he's considered to be actively performing the melacha of mechabe. The chachamim made a gzera and they prohibited pouring water into the keli even before Shabbat, because you might come to do so on Shabbat itself. So that's what it means when it says mipene shehu mechabe. It's a gezerah midrabanan. You might come to pour the water there on Shabbat, and that would be a case of mechabeh, of extinguishing. That's the end of Perek Gimel. We begin now Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph. Just a quick introduction, and this Perek is going to talk about Hatmana. And we know the Chachamim made a Isur of Hatmana, of keeping food hot for Shabbat, by completely surrounding a pot with anything that adds heat, mosif hevel. Now that's asur, even though it's done on Erev Shabbat, because if the pot is then left insulated on Shabbat, you're not allowed to insulate it from before Shabbat, because if it would be allowed to do so, to surround the food with substance that adds heat, that could lead people to bury their pots in hot ashes, which contains glowing embers. So that in turn would be asur, because a person might come to stoke and stir the embers in order to make them hotter, and that would be transgressing the melacha of mavir, of lighting a fire. However, it's mutar to insulate a pot of food before Shabbat if the substance that is used to insulate the pot is only going to preserve the food's heat, not to make it hotter. So our Mishnah here, Mishnah Aleph, is going to discuss which materials could be used to do Atmana on Erev Shabbat and which cannot. Bame tomenin ubame en tomenim. With which materials could we be matmin? Could we surround a pot of food on Erev Shabbat in order to insulate it? And with which materials can we not do Hatmana? The Mishnah says, en tomenin lo begefet velo bezevel. We cannot be matmin. We cannot insulate the pot with gefet or zevel. Gefet is olive pulp or sesame pulp. Zevel is manure. Lo bemelach velo besid velo bechol. Nor with salt or seed, that's lime, or sand. Because all these substances can add heat. Ben lachim ben yeveshim. Whether they are moist or dry. Because they could add heat even when they are dry. Even though when they're moist, they can add more heat, but nevertheless, even when they're dry, they can add some heat to the food, and therefore they cannot be used. Other substances, lo beteven velo bezagim, we cannot be matmin, we cannot insulate with teven, with straw, nor with zagin. Zagin is grape peels. Velo bemochim velo beasavim, nor with pieces of soft, unprocessed material, such as strips of wool, pieces of worn clothing, nor with grass, asavim, bizman she'en lachim. However, when it comes to these substances, straw or grape peels or cloth, that's only when these substances are lachim, when they're still moist. Aval tomnim bahem keshem yeveshim, but when they are dry, you could use them, because then they are not going to add heat. Another category, tomnim biksut ubeperot. We are allowed to insulate a pot of food with clothing or with perot, with produce, such as grain or beans that are small enough to be used to insulate food. Bekanfei yona, with pigeon feathers, ubin soret shel charashim, or with sawdust, ubin oret shel pishtan daka, or with fine flax combings, which means the splinters that fall from flax as they are combed out. These substances do not add heat. Rabbi Yehuda oser bedaka. Rabbi Yehuda forbids surrounding a pot with fine flax combings, that's daka, because they do produce some heat, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Umatir begasa, he permits only with coarse combings. He only forbids fine ones, but he agrees that sawdust could be used, whether it is coarse or fine. He was only talking about flax combings. When they are fine, they could add some heat, according to Rabbi Yehuda. When they are still coarse, they do not add heat. However, the halakha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, rather like Tanakama. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.